have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two. The Beyond Defense family.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Juniors.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two, you know I got you. The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
DC coming like this, this. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Jewish, come at the land of the ruins. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
This season, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer two lives, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Stay friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man's mind, I'm pleased. For Christ, rest of Christ, may need it. In a bird, I'm a and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a team. I'm trying to mind what's going to receive it. But Colorado, I'll still receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep reason. One by twice, I never will be this new with the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, the muscle they use it. Bruising, approving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes expose the delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert to the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our band and herbs. Conduct with metal, touch, bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in children, graduate on school veteran. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Two to the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the young men.
We are beyond, we are, we are beyond nothing. We are beyond, we are.
With this woman I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Judge.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey.
Yes, welcome. Yes, welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This is your host, your main man, the Coach David Benton, and I am in the building. Yes, thank you to Golly. Shout out to Elations family. Shout out to Beyond the Fence Enterprise. Man, we love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for the listeners. That's right. We greatly appreciate you. We do not take you for granted. But guess what? I'm smiling. That's right. That's right. I'm grateful. And guess what? I'm right here with you guys. So that's a great feeling within itself. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The Coach, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling, and I'm on. You're too kind. Shout out to the Elations family and the Beyond the Fence family. We love you guys. Coach David, listeners, and everybody else, listen, my granddaughters, they have been sneezing and coughing all over me for the last 2 days. So y'all going to have to excuse my voice tonight. It is a little bit raspy, but I hear the people like it. So I'm smiling, I'm happy, and I cannot wait to talk about this topic.
Yes. So with being said, can I get another drum roll? The funny, the infamous, Beyond the Fence Enterprise comedian Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two toes. How your week been, my brother?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I've been out in these streets doing comedy. I found a new spot for open mic night. I mean, they've already been there established. It's just new to me. Every Wednesday, so I'm out here in a nice location, giving them the best 5 minutes I have. And last week, or, you know, this past Wednesday was my first night at that location. Had a great, yeah. Great outcome and, you know, great performance. So I'm looking forward to this week and give them another great performance so they'll know it wasn't an accident, you know.
Man, that's a good thing because it let our listeners know, man, like this really takes a lot of work. For our listeners who don't know, man, you guys got to realize Tommy Two Toes has two amputations. That's right, two amputations. And it came from diabetes, right? And he still doesn't give an excuse to fail. He go out and he work and he put it in. He get in to work. I remember Tommy Two Toes when you were just saying, man, you know, there's an open mic night and I'm going to take advantage of the situation right there in his home town of Knoxville, Tennessee. That's right, Knoxville, Tennessee. He said, man, I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity. I know we're touring. I know we're doing shows. And I know we got so much going on. But, man, this is an opportunity for me to really be able to bless my hometown. So I shout out to you, Tommy Two Toes, man. I salute you with both hands, brother, for your hard work. And I see that you just – how you do it, man? How you stay motivated doing all this, bro?
We need to give a shout out to both of y'all because you all are the ones that have helped me the most when it comes to motivation, pointers, yeah. You know, because of course, when I may slip, you all are the first ones to let me know about my slipping. But at the same time, it's a two-part, you know, it's not just that. You all give me insight and give me a better way to handle situations, But, of course, it's on me to remember that. So when it comes up the next time, of course, this was the next time, and I took advantage. And like I said, that's why I had to call. And, you know, hey, the outcome was different because I remember what was stated from last time. And, you know, that I had an event and some things that may have happened a little differently. And, you know, but the motivation at the most is like this. I look at whatever we have and don't have, there's always going to be somebody doing better and somebody doing worse. And if I complain, there's somebody that I may not ever meet that has less than me that wish they were in my situation. And so, again, people coming up to me and saying they're motivated. And I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because I look at it, the world going to keep moving if regardless. So I'm like, well, why not just join into the party instead of woe is me? Because the world will keep moving regardless, so let me move with the world. And that's the way I look at it. But if I can motivate somebody, then so be it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, that's beautiful, man. Well, I hope you guys ready for a wonderful show tonight because I'm ready to get on this topic. And it was a topic... Men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, listen, I want you guys to know tonight's topic. I know me and Coach Shay, we come with the topics. But you know what? Tonight's topic was different. It's different because it came from the mind of Tommy Two Toes. I just happened to call him and say, hey, man, you know, for the Sunday show on this beautiful network of Elation, what topic, man? I know we come with the topics, but what topic do you think? And the first thing he said was forgiveness. And you know what, man? It hit me like a ton of bricks because, you know, when it comes to forgiveness, all of us are human beings. And I thought about, you know, some things I may not have liked growing up, and we are a compound right here in our present. I always tell in our studies that, you know, we're a compound of our past, living in our present, striving for a better future. So we are three beings in one body, in this avatar body. We're spirit, you know, we made of spirit, soul, but of course we're clothed in this flesh. And, you know, sometimes we may go through a great deal of people who hurt us in our past, whether it's a teacher you didn't like, someone who mistreated you, someone in your family may have, to who you trusted, broke the trust because of the way they mistreated you. And sometimes we can go in situations with friends or relatives or even a loved one and don't know things can trigger you from your past. So I had to look at myself, and the first thing I had to do with myself is to forgive myself. I forgive myself, but that doesn't mean I still don't deal with myself. That's called reality. And I think we all got to come to a point where we got to realize we're all dealing with ourselves. And that's after you forgive yourself. And I think the hardest part, Coach Shay and Tommy Two Toes and men and women of God, you kings and queens of the world, I think that's a harsh reality. Even when you forgive yourself, to realize everything ain't going to just be roses and lilies and the beautiful little beautiful flowers. That's not reality of life. There are still going to be hard times, heartaches, pains that you got to be able to deal with and strive through. And that's a harsh reality. Coach Shay, what you think about that?
That is so true. I do believe that forgiveness starts with yourself. I know a lot of people, and I was just talking to one of the people that we're really close with today regarding forgiveness for certain things, because unforgiveness can really create thoughts about you, about life, about what you don't feel, how you should feel. Unforgiveness can create all of that, negative thoughts, thoughts of abandonment, thoughts of rejection, thoughts of bitterness. Just thinking Colossians 3 and 13, I think it is, where it says to bear with one another and forgive one another. And if you have a grievance against that person, forgive them as the Lord forgave you. And I think, you know, at times people quote scriptures like that, not realizing, that everyone comes with a lug of baggage. You know, everyone has an opportunity to do something. I mean, even when it's not intentional, unfortunately, even when it's not intentional, things happen. Like Coach David, you said it, it's life. You know, things happen in life, and unfortunately, you don't know when you're hurting someone. You don't know when you're not. You don't know what you've done, what you said. You don't know how you looked at that person, and unfortunately, that person can create their own barrier of unforgiveness because of it. You don't even know you need to be forgiven for it, but that's because that person is coming with their own baggage. That person is coming with their own feelings of rejection, their own feelings of negativity, their own feelings of insecurity, their own feelings of everything you said, Coach David, some things that have happened in their past, and they're carrying that in as they're carrying that baggage. And one thing I do want to say before I pass it on to Tommy Two Toes is I do an illustration that I really, really like, and it's two people carrying baggage. One person can carry a bag, and it looks really, really full. But, Coach David, if you pick that bag up, you'll find that it's light because it's only filled with paper, right? And in the same breath, Tommy Two Toes can have a bag that does, and it looks empty. And, Coach David, when you go to pick that bag up, that bag is heavy. He has two bricks in that bag. And if we don't realize that each one of them is carrying something, whether it's heavy or light, they both are carrying something. And I think when we can start understanding that everybody is carrying something, I think we can be a little bit more forgiving to one another. Tommy Two Toes?
Yeah, it was a great topic. And after I gave it and you suggested it, I tried to call HR because I was trying to use some PTO time because I wasn't going to come tonight. You know what I mean? Because forgiveness is kind of hard for me to, you know, deal with from time to time. But, you know, I hate to keep, you know, I don't want to be repetitive, but it is a situation that definitely starts within. But in order, you know, to go down your journey that you're trying to get to and everything, you definitely have to be mindful of the word forgiveness because it's a part of life. And in order to prosper, I feel like you definitely have to be forgiving.
Absolutely. Man, I really do appreciate the topic. You know, it's really a good topic. I know a lot of us are living in our reality. You know, we all deal with unforgiveness of others and self. And at some point in time, we are going to have that balance. We are going to have to, once you forgive yourself, then you're going to have to understand that people are people who see the world differently from you. And we got to be okay with that. I think as human beings, we must be okay with, we're all seeing the world through our own lenses, have our own mindset, our own ideas. And sometimes we as human beings just can be reactive off their ideas and still not mean no harm and don't mean it can't cause harm. I'm only saying all these things because I'm, as a human being, I'm 100% guilty. Everything I'm talking about tonight, it's important. Men and women of God, kings and queens, I know we come up here and we laugh and we joke and we have fun and we teach at the same time, but we want everybody to know that when we talk, we want to educate and bless you and make sure you have a good time. But a topic like tonight, I can only express these things because I have flaws. I can say these things because I can talk about David Benton first, nobody else, right? That's my reality of life because we all deal with imperfections. I'm a human being. in the Bible with the lowercase g, it said we are gods, right? Lowercase g. Why? Because God made us a replica of himself. He made us in his image, in his likeness. To be in his image, meaning we have that spirit. We made of spirit. Then he created earth, and we're made of the earth, so we're made of matter. That means we one with creation. And to be one with creation means you one with God. So me knowing that I have all these attributes of God, I have the power and the ability to make better decisions without blaming the devil or people around me or my past. The first person I need to blame is myself. Now, when we blame ourselves, that don't mean I'm going to get down on myself. That means I have to come to a real conclusion to say, all right, man, if I have a problem in this situation of unforgiveness, then I must do what I need to do necessary to make it better. And watch this. Other people may do the complaining about you, but it's still up to you to forgive yourself, because if you can't do good for yourself, you definitely not going to do good for others. And the reality is everybody is not going to accept you. And I don't care how great you think you are, how good you are, how rich you are, wealthy, and man, you just the best person in the world. People are still not going to be satisfied with you wholly, because they see the world through their own lenses. So I have to come to a point to look at David Benton and say, hey, man, you have to work on this. Know that you love yourself because God loves you, because you created in God's image and God's likeness. So you got to love you, but you have to forgive yourself. Now, inside that forgiveness of self, you still got to show empathy that people are fighting with the forgiveness of themselves. I hope that's making sense. Coach Shay?
Yes, it does make sense. One thing while you were talking, Coach David, I was thinking about my daughters, you know, when they were growing up. And as parents, we do the best that we possibly can to love on our kids and to give them things that we felt like we never had. But my story, you know, is not different than most. It's a very common story now. I was a young mother at the age of 16, had my second daughter at the age of 17. So I was really growing up with them rather than being a full adult, being able to take care of two young children. So a lot of the things that I needed to know and understand, I really didn't. But then my daughters were raised in a generation where they were being taught a little bit more than we were being taught, and their understanding was a little bit deeper. So they were able to come back to me and tell me these are things that I should have known and I didn't. So as I got older and more mature, even in my own, I had to go back and apologize to my two daughters for the things that I wasn't able to teach them. And I can tell you that there was a bit of guilt there for a while because I wasn't aware of how beneficial me knowing these things or having knowledge of these things was. And so I had to go back and apologize to them. And I did this at the age of 16. They were, at that time, 16 to 17 years old. My mind was on them not having the story that I had. I didn't want them to be young parents. So my focus was academics and them not getting pregnant at that age. But there were other things that I really should have been able to hone in on that really it didn't help them, and it still hurts them today. So I had to, as a parent, and I'm saying this to the parent, as a parent, I had to go back and apologize to my children because I felt like I was just absolutely 100% wrong. But once I had the knowledge of what I didn't know, I realized how much it hurt them. And Coach David, you time, it's not going to be all warm and fuzzy after you forgive yourself. And even after you've asked for forgiveness from others, they may not do it right away. They may not understand it right away. They may not be where you are right away. They may not even be at that mature level to identify with the power of forgiveness. So I wanted to say that as a parent, that I know that I had to go back for my daughters and I had to apologize. And guess what? 10 years from now, I'm probably going to learn more and apologize for not knowing that. And then vice versa. They're going to get older. My eldest daughter now has two daughters. She's going to be apologizing to me for things that she didn't understand. I went back and I had to apologize to my mother for things that I may not have understood at that time because of what I've been going through with my two daughters. So I just wanted to say that it all kind of comes together, that even as you forgive yourself, know that when you ask others to forgive you, of course they may not do it right away, but understand that there's power in that forgiveness. And you have to, because you may not have had the knowledge, you may not have had the understanding at a specific time, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. Tommy Two Toes?
I'm speechless because forgiveness, it's just not getting to be in my vocabulary. But at the same time now, forgiving, I am going to forgive anybody just because simply I have the idea in my head that I can't get anything accomplished if I don't forgive you or forgive myself. Because to me, it's like a poison that you can, you know, that you have the cure to it if you forgive. Because when I don't forgive as quickly as I could, my whole situation is not, you know, balanced. I just feel like everybody needs to hopefully kind of adopt that mentality.
I agree. Tommy Two Toes, I want to know, man, what made you, out of all the topics, what made you think of, hey, let's talk about forgiveness? What made you come with this topic? Because it's a good topic.
Because basically, you know, when you were talking earlier this week, somebody was put on child support, and I told him, man, yeah, exactly. I said, hey, I had to forgive my son's mother when she put me on child support. And he like, what you mean? I said, because if you don't, your whole life is going to be a little unbalanced, because all you're going to be focusing on is the money disappearing at your check. You know what I mean? And so it just came to me, just popped up in my head. And I said, you know, that's something we should talk about, because no matter what part of life you're on and what status you may have or think you have, forgiveness is something that's going to be a part of your life no matter what. So why not talk about it?
I agree. So, Coach Shay, you know, that was bold for you to come out. You know, I always talk about my story, but you do say this a lot as far as you being a young mother and growing up, you know, with your daughters. You know, you were so young. Me being incarcerated for 13 years, started, you know, at the age of 25. I was so young, still trying to figure out life. Tommy Two Toes, you know, you got two amputations. Man, we all went beyond our fence. And just to know, you know what I'm saying, these battles that we have went through. And since we are a compound of our past, the reality is we still fight these. We still got to go through this every day to our life in our mind is going to challenge us. And it's up to us to overcome the challenge every day. So we saying this to you guys because we want everyone to know that we can empathize with your struggle of life. It may not be the same thing, but we can empathize and say we know that you're going to go through something and you may not even realize it's something from your past. I don't care if you're 27 years old. That's 27 years you had to deal with yourself. When we come back, we're going to give y'all our conclusions based on forgiveness. And with that being said, where the music at? Yeah.
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music, DJ? I guess somebody gonna hit the rap.
There's so many times in life you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing. As I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. I just kept on pushing, but you. You gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27. I knew what I would be, what people didn't see in me.
You saw a masterpiece.
Growing up in this cold, cold world, walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
But you,
you gave me life. You gave me life.
For sure, David Benton, beyond a fence in a building.
This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You gon' get it. Huh?
It don't bother me.
Hey, no.
It don't bother me.
Faking home.
It don't bother me.
Unknown.
It don't bother me.
Unknown.
It don't bother me.
Hey, no.
It don't bother me.
Faking home.
It don't bother me.
Unknown.
It don't bother me.
Unknown.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. Years in the bed and people let me for dead. Hit the waist, piling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every word's
that I said I kept. You slept on me, the government stepped on me. My homies just left on me. Nobody but mama dirt, daddy stress, kids too. But know what I've been through, if you did a bit too. Don't think that you know me, cool, we went to the same school. Showing you chain gang and B came a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude, I'm winning, he can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the inside of Knoxville, homies they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chill. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, no, it don't bother me, faking hoes. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, fun, no. It don't bother me, hating, no. It don't bother me, making, no. It don't bother me, fun, no. It don't bother me, front, no.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters. You ain't getting no favors.
See
you later to haters. Yes, I'm a soul taker. Yeshua come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't down for no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go pocket. Oh, you really ain't about it. You just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel go on and do it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, feel a sting with a smack in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, got soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choose to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like,
no, no.
Nah, we don't play cover from the side. Too blessed to be strapped, we don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me, faking on.
It don't bother me,
running on.
It don't bother me,
running on.
It don't bother me,
faking on.
It don't bother me,
running on.
It don't bother me,
running on.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is your co-host, Coach Shay. I'm still in the building, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton, and we are on with none other than the BDF comedian Tommy Two Toes is in the building. Let's go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors, if y'all don't mind. Our first sponsor, shout out to Apology Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Listen, her portfolio just keeps growing, but we want to let you guys know that if you are a music promoter, radio promoter, if you are a music director for a radio station and you're looking for a quality voiceover, we want you guys to look up Apology Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight is what I call her. But like I said, her portfolio profile just continues to grow. Not only will you get an amazing voiceover for the radio, if you are a business owner, if you are a facilitator in training and you're looking for training guides, you're looking for someone to voice over your training videos, look Paula G Voice up, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You guys can look her up at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and make sure you let her know that the BDF family sent you. We also have to give a great big shout out to DJ G-Will, G-Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking or in the market for a DJ in the Knoxville, Tennessee area or surrounding area, online, fitness, whatever you want, it's going to be done. DJ G-Weezy, he got you. Shout out to DJ G-Will, G-Weezy again is what I call him. Go ahead and contact him at beyondthefence1@gmail.com. That's beyondthefence1@gmail.com. Make sure y'all look him up on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner and on Instagram as well. Check him out on the Beyond the Fence page. Again, beyondthefence1 on Facebook. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Oh, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company, taking companies and building brands. We love it. We love it. We love it. If you are a new business or an existing business, maybe you're just looking for a bit of personal development, Let's Talk Business. Listen, I've been hashtagging for the last 2 weeks our campaign. It's just a talk. We are doing $25 promotional consultations for you to tell us what you feel has been on your heart, what visions you have, how do you put it together. You've been thinking about this since the age of 6 years old. Let us help you put it together. All it is a talk. Make sure you reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com via email or subscribe to our website at letstalkbusiness.vonza, that's V as in Victor, O-N-Z-A.com. Also, check us out again on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group, and you will find every single thing you need, classes, workshops, consultation prices, promo offers, organizational trainings, you name it, we got it. Let's Talk Business. Coach David, back to you.
All right, all right. Thank you, Coach Shay, for those sponsors. And shout out to all our sponsors, man. We love you. We greatly appreciate you. And we do not take you for granted. That's right. So if you're just tuning in right here on Beyond the Radio, we are talking about forgiveness. Why? For one thing, Tommy Two Toes says, hey, man, let's talk about forgiveness. That's first and foremost. Secondly, it is a good topic and something that we all can relate to, something that we need to realize that the beautiful thing about forgiveness is healthy. Forgiveness is healthy. It keeps us in a positive outlook of life. When you can forgive yourself and forgive others, then you can walk through this life and understand and empathize that we all see the world through our own lenses. We all got imperfections and problems. Why? Because you know you yourself have those imperfections and problems because we're human beings. Reality is we're not always who we would rather be. We have to fight against that other being every day. And when you can learn to forgive your reality as well as someone else, as well as yourself, sometimes you got to forgive life. When you forgive life, you get life. Forgive life and understand that life just happens. And sometimes that life that's out of your control, we relate to what's out of your control. But what's in your control is how you handle life. And when we get to a position that we can start handling life the proper way and forgive life, that's when we'll start really living abundantly. We'll start living abundantly simply because we know the power within, that since God made us in his image and his likeness, God gave us the power to control the narrative. So when something comes up against you, you don't have to react a certain way. Whether it's that job you didn't get, hey, don't worry about it. Listen, there's other jobs. Keep applying. Don't give up and say, oh, man, this world hates me. You got to forgive the world. You got to forgive life. You got to forgive life. And it starts with a mindset. If 10 people don't hire you, understand the 11th one might. And understand I said might because it may be the 12th one, the one that you need to be with. That's the job you need to have to take you to the next level. And if you're on a solid ground, watch this. It's going to bump you up a notch. Sometimes we just got to go from 0 to 1, then to 2, then to 3, and you just keep going. But you have to forgive life. Understand that some things are out of your control. How you handle it gives you the power. If you handle it in a negative form, negativity is going to have power over your mindset. If you handle it positive, then guess what? That's going to be the God of your mindset. Which God are you going to choose? Your devil consciousness or your God consciousness? Or shall I say your Christ consciousness? It's totally up to you. And I hope I'm encouraging you with my position of it, because I know you guys have been blessed by Coach Shay and Tommy Two Toes. Look within and understand this without, it's not always your fault. So you have to forgive life. Coach Shay?
That was really good, Coach David. I think I'm going to talk about this round. I'm going to talk about some of the things that unforgiveness health-wise can do and how it hinders you from a health perspective. But I first want to talk about just expound a little bit on the maturity of forgiveness. Forgiveness really just kind of demonstrates maturity to let things go. It's a mature mindset. And Coach Dave, you've been saying it pretty much all night. It's a mindset. But maturity, a mindset to let something go, which means it's a choice. You can choose not to or you can choose to. And like you said, Coach David, that devil consciousness versus that Christ consciousness determines what happens after that. So you can choose it, and it just really demonstrates, I want to move forward. Notice you're not saying we want to move forward. They want to move forward. Our wants to move forward. You say, I want to move forward. So that means it all starts with you. There is a willingness for you to let some things go, because if you don't, here are some things that are tied to unforgiveness. There are heart attacks that they're tied to unforgiveness. Can I tell y'all that I've read something a long time ago when I started reading into slavery really, really deep? How many times a person who had a slave, a family who had a slave, how the burden of their children and their children's children killed them. They couldn't forgive themselves. This is how deep tied unforgiveness is. These men and women whose family members, and I'm talking, y'all know when slavery started, we're talking about kids and we're talking about generations in this decade who found out that their family members were slave owners and they couldn't forgive themselves. So what that means is what you do and how you either unforgive can be tied to the people in generations after you. And they die simply from heart attack.
It's real.
Brings anxiety. depression, bitterness. It takes a lot for somebody. Y'all heard the saying where it says it takes a lot more muscle to frown than it does to smile?
Yes.
It's the same exact thing with unforgiveness. It takes so much more for you to hold that in than it does to let it out. That's why when people talk, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, after they talk, they go, whew, that felt good. Because it's been bounding you up. Because it's been bounding you up. So I just want to say from my perspective that not only does unforgiveness bound you, but the fact that you want to begin forgiving, even if it's yourself, is a willingness to say, I'm ready to let it go. When I let it go, I'm letting go anxiety. I'm letting go depression. I'm letting go bitterness. I'm letting go just in that one decision to forgive one person, yourself, and then two people, whoever hurt you. That third person, Coach David said the job, whoever didn't give you the job or whoever fired you. But while you're letting that go, there's so many things tied to that that can really free you. So Tommy Two Toes, you said it, and I love that you said it, so that you can live your best life. People are wondering why they can't get to the next step. Can it be tied to unforgiveness? I dare you to pick up the phone today and just say, listen, I apologize. Some people may not be alive. Get a chair. I encourage our clients all the time, get a chair and say what you need to say to that person, because you may not ever get that apology. You got to be okay with that. But you have to seek forgiveness for yourself so that you can move on. And now that you know it's tied to generations, because now you teach in that way. You teach your generations after you in unforgiveness. That's when trust issues come in, insecurity issues come in. So I challenge you today to understand that forgiveness is just saying, I'm ready to let this thing go. I want to be mature enough right now to let this thing go, because I don't want the anxiety. I don't want the bitterness. I don't want the depression. I don't want high blood pressure. I don't want high cholesterol. I don't want to have a heart attack. So let it go. Tommy Two Toes, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Hey, I just realized from listening to you talk about forgiveness and strength, I don't have any muscles, so that's probably why it's so hard for me to forgive, you know what I mean? But at the same time, hey, I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm just being honest. But at the same time, also I wanted to state, you know, on behalf of Black History Month, forgiveness is Swahili for acceptance and accountability. So, you know, when it comes to forgiving, you have to hold yourself accountable for your own actions. Because at the same time, you know, like Coach David was saying earlier, you can't control basically what someone does, but you can't control how you react to the situation. So if you are really serious about getting to a certain goal or achieving something, you need to get very familiar on the art of forgiveness. Because without it, your life pretty much will probably be a little stagnant. You're not going to pretty much achieve what you're trying to achieve without forgiveness.
That's real. Man, that's so real, man. This was a good topic, man. You know, I think we all deal with unforgiveness without knowing. It's one thing to say, I don't forgive you, but then it's another thing to not know that you've forgiven the world, people, yourself. And I think it takes all three. I think you have to forgive yourself. I think you have to forgive your surroundings, which is people, the people you deal with, the people that you may disagree with. And I think you have to forgive the world, the planet, man. It's going to do what it's going to do. Like, you have to understand there's going to be tornadoes. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be typhoons. Things going to happen. There's going to be a falling star. You know what I'm saying? People are going to pass away every day. You know what I'm saying? As much as we're going to be sad, and that's reality. You know, you're going to be sad. But life is life.
Pain is pain. Laughter is laughter. It is what it's going to be. And I think when we come to that reality, you understand, man, accept life is life. And just enjoy what you have. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your life. Be appreciative of the life you got. Be appreciative that you wake up every day and you get a chance to breathe and make this day better than yesterday. Don't focus on the negativity so much. Don't focus on what it can't be. Focus on what it can be. And the more you focus on what it can be, it'll come into a reality. But the more you focus on what it might not be, it's going to happen. Never get mad when it happens. You have to forgive your thoughts. Forgive yourself. Forgive the people that wronged you. Because some people may not be on your level. Some people may not even know they're doing you wrong. They may mean well, but they only mean well from the ability that they know, not from what you know. You know you more than they know you. They only know themselves. And they know themselves more than you know them. You only know, listen, as human beings, we only know what we give each other. People got deep, dark secrets that they ain't never told. We only know what we have told each other and what we know about being around each other. We don't know. We just know what we think we know. And because of that, it's important to forgive. And like Coach say, move forward. You can't have forward motion the right way if you don't think the right way. That's reality. If you don't think the greatest way of life, then you're just going to be walking in circles. You're not going to have no direction. And when you walk in a circle, once you leave that position, you're going to come right back into that same position. And you wonder why you keep going into the same rut. Because you're going in circles. You have to go straight. And guess what? You at least have to go in the proper direction. Even though your straightness may be, look, somebody might hit you in your straightness, that doesn't mean that you still can't get to your destination. You might go a little left, a little right, a little shake and bake, you know what I'm saying? You might even jump a hurdle. But you still have that direction. The thing is, are you going to go in that direction or are you going to detour? And stay the detour direction versus where you're supposed to go. Now that's when you're leveling up. And that's when true forgiveness is taking place. Oh, that's my closing. Coach Shea, you want to close us out? All right.
Hey, I'll intervene. Let me get my closing right quick because if you don't mind,
yes,
I want to
yes,
the listeners out there, kings and queens, I want to give you an example because I'm trying to learn forgiveness better. So, Coach David, I forgive you for how bad you treated me when we were in high school and those bad things you said to me. Hey, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. But on a serious note, y'all, forgive. Forgive. Forgive and live. They rhyme. Forgive and live. That is my closing.
I'm back. So yeah, I think you know, I it's hard to kind of come behind what you just said, Coach David, and really kind of emphasize what you said. Just knowing that forgiveness is the key to everything. We've all said it tonight. The forgiveness is the key to all things. For kids, forgiveness is the key to clearing your heart out, clearing your mind out. You know, you don't even have to, once you forgive, you don't have to even be connected to the people you are forgiving. I think a lot of times, Coach David and Tommy Tito's, we think that too, that we have to be, just because we've forgiven them, that we have to now be friends with them or in a relationship with them or close to them again if they're family members. But the reality is you're forgiving them for you to move on. And so tonight I just echo what you both said. Just forgive. It's going to do you and everything around you a lot of good. That's my closing. That's right. So listen, y'all connect with us on Beyond the Radio on Facebook. Make sure y'all connect with us on Facebook at Beyond the Fence, BeyondDaFenceEent. Also, there's a lot of amazing things coming up between the Beyond the Fence family and the Let's Talk Business, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. Shout out to Paula G, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, who's always tuned in every Sunday. And to you guys,
y'all make sure y'all go to
God
Is in Everything page. God Is in Everything page. That's right.
Yes. Yes, yes. We'll see you all next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey.
With that being said, with the music at, where the music at, where the music at.
Beyond the Fence.
Beyond the Fence.
Beyond the Fence.
Beyond the Fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True too.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You see it coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving us of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the Fence is a family tree, it's the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
We're coming through the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking trust is my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a donkey, see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I eat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm eating. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a teeter. They find a man with loyalty. I'm receiving from Colorado, I'm still receiving. But never stops, and I know I keep reaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head off the game, just advance. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising, the proving, the winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert to the union, we are. Appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleep of time to find our band in hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
Everything they do is in-house.
Bring it together for the betterment. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Separate those school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision. It's intense. Looking at what the beyond
is. We are beyond. We are. We are beyond nothing. We are beyond.
Beyond the fence. Well, this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I'm blasted. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The labels say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.